Ian, second in the table. What do you think about that?
Yeah, no, it's good for us as a club. It's kind of part of our development of making sure that we win games and we move up that table as well. So the more we win, obviously, the higher we'll climb as well. So it's something that we just take every week.
What about the performance against Lee then, with the victory that you've got here at the Magic Weekend?
Oh, it was a good performance. I thought first half we were kind of really good with the way we managed the game. Obviously, it was quite tight then as well, but we was kind of confident coming out that we'd be able to get the game coming towards the back end with how we play and the kind of things we'd set out for the guys to do. And I thought Michael Dobson and Rob Lewis, kind of our spine of our team, really kind of generated that game management for us.
What about the sending off of Adam Higson? It may have changed the game, it may not have done. What did you think about the sending off?
Oh, I thought it was kind of the right call, to be fair. It was very high. AJ's just come straight in off his wing, and he's not a malicious player, he just plays quite tough. AJ, I've played with him, so I know what he's like, and he's just kind of got himself in the wrong position and he stuck his arm out, and obviously he's collided with Gaz O'Brien, so it's unfortunate for him.
But at that stage, you were just 6 points ahead, and you were having to dig deep.
Yeah, no, they kind of turned the table on us a little bit in that second half, and we needed to be a little bit stronger with some of our decisions and our choices that we made as a team, and we fell off a little bit of our standards of what we pride ourselves on defensively, but we picked them back up to make sure, obviously, we got the result.
So what were the strong points of your performance, would you say?
Well, I'd say parts of our attack, our little bits of smartness with our kind of game management. Once we got in good ball situations, we kind of put them under pressure with how we played. You can see this quality in our guys as well. We probably spilled a little bit of ball on the back of some of them, but early doors, I think our completion was really high first half, thinking off the top of my head, which is a pleasing thing, because when you're playing here and you're playing right to left, you need to have a good completion about you.
Coming up to the weekend, though, you've got next weekend, it's another bank holiday, but two games, back-to-back, Catalan and Warrington.
Yeah.
That's going to be tough to follow up from this?
Yeah, it'll be about recovery. We knew this period was coming as well, so we've got some work into us. So we're pretty well prepped going into this part of the season. We knew we was going to have this tight two games now as well, so it's going to be about recovery after this game and probably recovery after that going forward.
What about Catalan then as a side when you played them on Friday night at the AJ Bell?
Oh, well, they turned us over at their place as well, and it was on the back of an Easter period there as well, so it's up to us to make sure that we do our job this time on them.
You're looking in a pretty good position, aren't you, at the moment? I mean, you are playing well as a team.
Yeah, that's the big thing for us, is making sure we do our job for each other, and then collectively we'll come together as that team, and we just need to continue in that vein of form and keep trying to climb the table.
Can you remember the last time Salford were so highly placed?
I can't, no.
Yeah. Not many people can. Yeah. What does it feel like when you're up there? Do you feel more pressure on yourself being in the top two as you are now?
Oh, no, I think it's a different kind of pressure from, say, from last year where you was in the £1 million game and stuff like that. That's pressure. This is a good kind of pressure, and this is making you kind of strive to be better all the time as well. But you can see that you're getting rewards for your hard work as well. So it's easier in some ways, but it's harder in a way that you've got to make sure that all your details right.
So is a winning habit easier to manage than a losing habit?
Oh, potentially, yeah, a hell of a lot. I'd just say it's there's different scales from being at a bottom end of a table to being at a top end of a table. There's massively different scales in that as well, and different pressures as well. So I'd rather be doing it at the top end than at the bottom end.
So you're enjoying this season a lot better already?
Yeah, no, it's going well.